That news is brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles social room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. Dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQNK, and they'll pass those specials along to you. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks, and all profits from the lunch stand are given to the auxiliary charity fund. A couple more events coming up in March we want to let you know about at the Norton Eagles. We have the Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair Saturday, March 16th. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., they're going to have the Easter Bunny there for visits from 10 to 12, and there will be a lunch stand available, so make plans and put it on the calendar for Saturday, March 16th, the Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair, and then the Norton Eagles Abra Cadaver. March 9th dinner is at 6:30, and the show is at 7:30. You can go to one or both, and tickets are available at the Norton Eagles Club. It is a prime rib dinner with side salad, baked potato, vegetable, and dessert. Ticket prices for dinner only are $30. Dinner and the our theater only is $10, and dinner and a theater is $35. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQNK weather forecast for today should be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 45 and a northeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, which should become southeast in the afternoon. For tonight, there's a chance of rain and snow showers before 2 a.m., then a slight chance of snow showers between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. Should be partly cloudy with a low around 26 and a southeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour becoming north after midnight. The chance of precipitation tonight is 30% with little or no snow accumulation expected. On Friday, it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 36, and on Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 17. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
Norton Correctional Facility is looking for hardworking, dependable employees that want to help transform lives. They have correction officers positions available starting with a wage of $20.13 an hour and the potential to earn an additional $6 an hour pay differential. That's $26.13 an hour on day one. They also offer excellent benefits and promotional opportunities. With over 31 departments, NCF has several other opportunities as well. If you want to find meaningful work with excellent pay and benefits, check out the website at ncfcareer.net. That's ncfcareer.net.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be sunny with a high near 47. On Sunday it should be sunny with a high near 58. On Monday, sunny with a high near 62. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 68. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 63. Currently, with cloudy skies, it is 29 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is from the northeast at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.28, the dew point is 23 degrees, and the current wind chill is 26 degrees. It's 9:06. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Thursday, February 15th party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's a little colder and cloudier out this morning than it has been. Tomorrow's even going to be a little bit colder, but then it makes me feel better to know that starting Saturday, it's picking back up again, and then up until the mid-next week, we're in the 60s.
Awesome. That works for me.
Me too. I will sacrifice the next couple days of being a little bit cold for to have those temperatures go back up to the 60s. That'll be lovely. I hope everybody's having a great day this morning. I hope everybody's calmed down after their big Valentine's Day celebrations. It was a beautiful day yesterday, actually. So I hope everybody had a great day. Let's see, tonight is basketball for the Norton Blue Jays. They're going to be playing here at home. It's senior night tonight. They're playing against TMP. So if you can go out and help salute our seniors and root the team on, that would be great. Do that in person. The more, the merrier. And if you can't, don't worry about it, because you can still catch all the action right here on KQNK AM and FM and on Facebook Live. That's brought to us by Jeff Porter and Brexton Eisenhagen. They do a great job, very entertaining, and it's always fun to listen to the basketball game, so you can do that tonight. But if you can go in person, please do that. Like I said, it's senior night. We want to salute our seniors.
Right.
So, all right. I think that's about it we've got going on today.
Yeah.
So you ready to get started?
I am ready.
Now, just so everybody knows, it's probably not going to be as long of a show today. We don't have as many sponsors, and not a lot of, you know, this is the time of year when there's not a lot of sports going on, but there is a big sport going on. This Sunday is the Daytona 500.
It is.
It is, and that's what I am going to ask my trivia question about. But first, I want to remind you that our Norton Pizza Hut brings us the trivia Monday through Friday on our Party Line show. Call them today at 785-877-3359. You can place your order online. You can download the Pizza Hut app. I would suggest you doing that. You can see all their featured items. You can order online. And you can also dine in at our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. And don't forget, they do deliver from open to close. If you've won our trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give someone else a chance to win. If you've won a certificate of any kind from KQNK, you need to pick that up before 30 days from the day that you won, or it will expire. But once you pick it up, you do still have a week to use it. Be the first caller, 785-877-3378. With the correct answer, you will be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. So I was looking up a lot of the history of the Daytona 500, and I decided that today and tomorrow both, in celebration that the Daytona 500 will be raced. Well, it's scheduled to race on Sunday. I kind of heard on the news this morning that Daytona, Florida, is getting an awful lot of rain next few days. So it may actually be Monday, but it's scheduled for Sunday. So we'll go with Sunday for right now. But so the next couple of days, I'm going to ask some Daytona 500 questions. Be the first caller with the correct answer, 785-877-3378. That is going to win you a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. So I want to know, who was the first female driver in the Daytona 500? Who was the first female driver in the Daytona 500? Be the first caller with the correct answer, 785-877-3378. I really thought this was going to go fast. Who was the first female driver of the day in the Daytona 500? And while we wait on our answer, we're going to break for our open market report. That's being... Oh, we did get a call. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
Yep.
And who is this?
William Gassman.
William. Okay, so what is your answer?
Janet Guthrie.
It's Janet Guthrie, but you are right.
Guthrie.
Yes, sir. That is right. You just won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Excellent job, William.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, so it was Janet Guthrie, and Fig was wrong. So I figured a lot of people would say Danica, and that's what Fig said. But no, it was Janet Guthrie. So Janet Guthrie, a pioneering driver, in 1977 was the first woman to qualify and compete in both the Indianapolis 500 and the Daytona 500. Janet Guthrie made history in the Daytona 500, finishing 12th after her car's engine blew two cylinders with 10 laps to go, though she still earned the honor also of top rookie. So this woman began racing, and I remember clearly all her racing, in the SCCA, which is the Sports Car Club of America, in a Jaguar XK140. She built her own engine, did her own body work, and she usually slept in her car overnight. She was serious. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yeah, I'd like to wish Christy Rutherford a happy birthday today.
Christy Rutherford has a birthday today. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. So, you know, Janet, she was a pioneer. She was the first woman to be Indianapolis and Daytona, and she did all her own body work. I'm just so impressed. That's very impressive. You know, William, he knew the answer to the question, and that won him that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. All right, now it's time for our open market report. It's brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg. Oh, let's get this phone call. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good luck, Blue Jays. Can I beat TMP? KMP station. I'm coming to Norton to cheer you guys on. And happy birthday to Diana Enfield today.
All right. We got it. All right. Well, travel safe.
Yeah, and you tell my Hadley and Scooter hi.
We will do that, promise.
Okay.
All right.
I want to see my Hadley at least, but I know that's not going to happen, right?
Maybe not. I don't know. I'll let him know.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Jean.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning. I would like to wish my great-granddaughter, Aubrey Crawford, a very happy 7th birthday today.
Aubrey Crawford is 7.
Aubrey.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's what I said. 7 years
okay.
old?
Yes.
Perfect. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to go to Open Market Report, brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at 785-543-6535. High Plains Farm Credit, together we grow.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Now, it's a rather quiet Thursday morning following light to moderate movement in the south yesterday, with live deals at mostly 180, $2 lower than last week's weighted averages. Northern dress trade was very light. Live business was marked at mostly 180 to 181, steady to a dollar lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Asking prices are around 182 plus live and 289 plus for dressed. Beef cutouts are expected to be mixed with light to moderate box movement. Taking a look at the mercantile, February live cattle up by a nickel at 182.45, April up by 12 cents at 184.12. March feeder cattle down 30 cents at 245.92, April down 7 cents at 249.55. February lean hogs closed up by 95 cents at 75.17. That is the close for the February lean hogs contract. April lean hogs up 42 at 84.95, May up 10 at 88.60. At the Board of Trade, March corn down by 3 cents at 421 and a quarter, May down 3 and a half at 433 and 3 quarters. March beans down by a quarter at 1170 and a half, May down by a penny at 1175 and a quarter. March Kansas City wheat down 10 and a half at 577 and a quarter, May down 10 and a half at 573 and a half. March Chicago wheat down 9 and a half at 576, May down 9 cents at 574. Taking a look now to crude oil futures, followed by some Wall Street trade. Crude oil up by 35 cents. Gold up $15.60. At Wall Street, the Dow Index up 107.57. NASDAQ down 17.59. And the S&P 500 up 6.86. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit, with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call them toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Thursday Party Line. I'm Natalie, here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
I keep telling myself when I was getting dressed this morning that today was only Thursday. I'm tired this week.
I agree.
I haven't really done much, but I'm tired. But it is Thursday.
It is Thursday.
So
we have a game tonight. We're off tomorrow. We have regional wrestling on Saturday. And then, like you said, Daytona on Sunday.
Daytona on Sunday. That's right. Well, probably Monday.
Or probably Monday.
I had to break the news to Ron this morning. I enjoy NASCAR. Usually NASCAR is something I watch at the beginning, leave it on the TV. That's when I do all my stuff around the house and stuff. Just listen for the big wrecks and stuff, you
for
know.
And you can tell.
Yep. And then watch the last few laps of it.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the most exciting. But, so Ron really enjoys it, too. So he was looking forward to it. I'm like, well, honey, maybe on Monday. We have to record it and watch it. So. But they're talking about a lot of rain in Daytona over the next few days. So it seems like you think they would, I don't know. I know it's a tradition and stuff, but maybe move it a week or something, because every year it seems like it's postponed because of rain.
Yeah. Well, it is Florida. And if you've ever been to Florida, you know, every day is they're going to have a rain shower.
Right.
At least a little rain shower almost every single day. So, I mean. Right.
And I'm sure they account for, so they wouldn't give up, but these are like big storms. And every year they have to, I remember so many years it's postponed till Monday. So, anyway, that's okay. I guess I'll just have to.
I'll put a word into Mandy and see if she can do anything.
Yeah, would you
for
do
you.
That?
Yeah. Right. Tell her to go down the street, and because Mandy lives in Daytona Beach.
That would be so kind of her.
I'll try.
Go out and do a non-rain dance?
Yes. Go do a non-rain dance.
There you go.
Meaning go out and dance but don't look good doing it, maybe? I don't know.
Well, just whatever you can do to discourage the rain, do it. We won't ask any questions. What happens in Daytona stays in Daytona. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Got a birthday?
Awesome. Whose birthday?
Maggie James.
Maggie, what was the last name?
James.
James. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's how you do it. So that's what I was just getting ready to do. I was just getting ready to remind everybody that we are waiting on those phone calls for birthdays. If you know anybody that's having a birthday today, give us a call because we'll put them on the list. And at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive one of those very big, delicious cookies from Destination Kitchen. And it's also provided by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, give us a call, because at the end of the show tomorrow, we're going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate good at Garden Gate, etc. That's also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Stop in at Garden Gate, etc. today. See all the great items they have. Check out those house plants. They have some great decorations for your home. It's time to start thinking about lawns and your lawn decorations. And you can find just about anything you need right at Garden Gate, etc., right here in Norton on Highway 36. Also from Click Your Heels Travel, call them today at 785-871-4109. And remember, at Click Your Heels Travel, travel is just what they do. At Click Your Heels Travel, they're with you from beginning to end. Call them today at 785-871-4109. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, give away, if you've lost something, found something, or you're in need of something, call us here at the station at 785-877-3378. We want to thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank Bailey Heating and Cooling, Wiser Realty, Click Your Heels Travel, and TNC Kitchen. All sponsors of our show today, because of them, we get to be here. I have one reminder. Do you have any reminders?
I do not.
All right. So my reminder is for our Norton Public Library. Today is Thursday, February 15th. That means it's preschool story time for kids at 10:15 this morning, where the library staff will be sharing stories, songs, games, and a craft. So you can go join all the fun this morning at 10:15 at our Norton Public Library. All right. I'm going to start today. I'm going to talk about Bailey Heating and Cooling. You know, I keep telling everybody to get your heaters maintenance and keep them running throughout the winter. Well, you know, we've had a pretty mild winter, but winter's not going to last forever, and summer's going to be around. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Hi. This is Melissa. I'm calling. I was given a message to call for Head Start Truck Night.
Okay. We are on the air right now. Can you call back a little bit after 10?
Yes, I sure can.
Sure. Thank you so much, Melissa.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So you're talking about Bailey Heating and Cooling. So now might be a good time to call them out, have them check on that heater, make sure that it's in tip-top shape, but also have them check on your AC units and your cooling units, because it's not going to be too much longer now before we're going to start needing those, and you want to make sure that you are ready when it's time. You can do that by calling Bailey Heating and Cooling today at 785-871-1824. And don't remember, you can also talk to them about getting a new unit. They have some brands available at Bailey Heating and Cooling. Call them today at 785-871-1824 for all your heating and cooling needs at Bailey Heating and Cooling.
TNC Kitchen invites you in to enjoy their lunch buffet today. It is Thursday. It's a favorite of Natalie and I's. It is chicken fried chicken with potato, vegetable, and a roll. All of your lunch buffets come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. For dinner tonight, you can made-to-order KC strip or the waffle special for this evening's special. Again, today's lunch buffet is chicken fried chicken. Tonight is KC strip or the waffle special. Be sure to go in and ask about this week's state featured pie, and that is from Connecticut, and they are featuring the honey pie. The Connecticut honey pie. Remember, if you're not able to dine in, you can always call and have your order made to go. That number is 785-877-3511.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yes, we're looking for a lift chair if someone has one sitting around. Phone number 785-202-2629.
Looking for a lift chair, 785-202-2629.
Yes.
All right. Hopefully we can get you helped out.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Right, were you done talking about TNC Kitchen?
I was.
All right. Well, I'm going to talk about Wiser Realty. At Wiser Realty, they provide residential, commercial, and agricultural real estate services for the Norton County, Kansas area. And in addition to excellent personal service, the Wiser team will make sure that you find exactly what you're looking for. For more information, you can call Wiser Realty at 785-877-2185. Or you can stop by their office at 214 East Washington Street right here in Norton and visit with them about all of your real estate needs. A couple of properties that we've been highlighting, it's 1105 Nixon Drive, and we do have a new property to highlight for you today, 510 North Brown. At 510 North Brown, it's nestled in the heart of Norton. This stunning four-bedroom, three-bath, multi-level home is ready to fulfill your every desire. You step inside and be greeted by the spacious living area, bathed in natural light thanks to the large windows that enhance the wood-burning fireplace that's located in the living room. The layout seamlessly connects the living room to the gourmet kitchen, featuring custom hickory cabinetry, granite countertops, high-end appliances, and a large family room to enjoy the backyard view. The master bedroom is a serene retreat, boasting a beautiful view of the backyard. And additional bedrooms offer ample space for guests or family members, and each designed with comfort in mind. The laundry room is conveniently located near the main bedrooms. And outside, the meticulously landscaped yard provides the perfect setting for outdoor gatherings and tranquil relaxation. You can enjoy summer with immense shade from the locust trees, or simply unwind and soak in the beauty of your surroundings. It's conveniently located near the junior-senior high school, the community pool, and ballparks, and this home offers both luxury and convenience. Don't miss the opportunity to make it yours. Hey, some additional features on this property. It has a mother-in-law suite that includes a living room, kitchenette, bathroom with a walk-in shower, direct access to the backyard and garage, has lots of storage, a Lennox heating and air conditioning system, a two-car garage. One garage is heated and air-conditioned. It has a landscaped backyard, an outdoor building with a kitchenette, water closet, wall heater, air conditioner, and new roof. And, you know, this is truly a must-see property to appreciate all the amenities, because there are way too many to mention. This is located at 510 North Brown here in Norton. You can check out this property and other properties at Wiser Realty by giving them a call at 785-877-2185. Or by stopping by their office at 214 East Washington Street, right here in Norton. Okay, we're going to take a quick break for the livestock auction roundup, and when we come back, Mandy's going to have some history.
JNT for Norton Livestock Market with our early consignments for today's cattle auction at 1 o'clock. In the breeding stock, here's 12 black heifers, home raised, bred to low birth weight Troyer Bull for March 1 calving, pelvic measured, all the shots and poured at 1150. 19 F1 black baldy cows, 3 and 4 years old, bred black for March 15 calving. 14 black cows, 3 and 4 years old, bred for March 15 calving. 14 black 5 and 6 year old cows, bred black for February 25 calving. 44 black 3 to 6 year old cows, bred black and red Angus for March 1. 7 black and red roan older cows, bred Charlet in the calves and feeders. Here's 140 mostly red Angus steers and heifers off the cow, 450 to 650. 9 black white face, red white face heifers off the cow, 400 to 500. 7 mostly black steers and heifers off the cow, 500. The rest of the cattle that'll read off be weaned. 15 red and black heifers at mostly 6 weights, 20 mostly black steers at 550, 87 red and black Angus steers and heifers, 675 to 750, 35 red Angus steers and heifers at 6 and a quarter to 7 and a quarter, 55 Charlet Cross steers and heifers at 775 to 850, 81 black white face with a few red white face steers and heifers, 600 to 8 and a quarter, 62 black white face steers at 8 and a quarter to 850, 41 black steers with a few reds, 775, 20 mixed steers and heifers at 7 to 800, 72 mixed heifers at 750 to 775, 42 mixed steers, mostly 8 and a quarter to 850, 72 mixed heifers at 750, 65 mixed heifers at 8 to 8 and a quarter, 68 mostly black heifers at 900. Expecting more consignments of all classes of cattle by sale time. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan. Hey, we've got a phone call. Okay, Jonathan, go ahead. Jonathan's calling with Click Your Heels Travel.
Good morning. Well, I was calling because we're actually really, really busy right now. Everybody's doing their spring break plans, their summer plans, and their fall plans. Lots of deals going on with that right now. But what I was calling for is a little bit of a tease. So you know this year we did our All Aboard for 24 group cruise, and everybody's excited. We're getting ready to go in June. But in about a few weeks, we'll have another big announcement for our 2025 group cruise. So be listening for that. We'll be doing another 6-day cruise, some different ports, some different fun activities, and we will be doing an early bird special.
Fun. Now, the reason we do it so far, you're like 2025. What? Why are you always, you know, why? It's to give everyone that is interested a chance to, number one, do the early bird special deposit, and then they have a year to pay it off.
Well, it's not only that. So you start in with the early bird special. Then you have all the way until December to come up with a full deposit and get your cabinet. Then you have all the way until the following March to get the final payment in. So, and on top of that, we're locking in prices. So, for example, I just checked on this the other day. We have some people that, you know, for our group cruise right now, there are a limited number of cabins still available through the cruise line on that sailing. But our people that locked in are saving on average over $500 to $800 per person on the sailing.
So that's the main reason of doing the early bird special and the early deposit.
Yes. And then just for example, last year, all of our clients had to do was put away basically $100 a month, and they had it all paid off.
Perfect. All right. I know I have the inside scoop of what we are planning and what way we are going next year, and I am excited to be able to announce that in a couple of weeks, few weeks, and looking forward to it.
All right. And just remember, we are running specials and everything right now, some exclusives. And just a heads up, if you're looking to go somewhere in the fall, now is the time because air schedules just came out and things are booking up very, very fast.
Perfect. Why don't you tell them about, why don't you give them your website and your Facebook page?
So our website is clickyourheelstravel.com. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. If you need to contact us, you can contact us through Messenger, through our Facebook page, or you can also contact us personally. The phone number is 785-871-4109. That is a landline. We don't take text or anything from that. Please do leave a message, as we are pretty busy, but we will get back to you, and we do have a service that notifies us by email of any and every message that's left.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling and give everybody a heads up on that, and I think you've probably got a lot of people thinking now.
I know. We already have a few people that have contacted us wondering if we're doing this again. So, yes, we are planning on doing that. And as a bonus, like this one, you get to travel with us. So if you're a first-time cruiser, first time going out of the country, this is a perfect opportunity because we'll be with you the entire way.
Awesome. Well, thanks for all that great information, Jonathan.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Oh, bye.
Bye-bye. Awesome. All right. I think a lot of people, that little light bulb went off, and they're thinking, that sounds wonderful.
It does.
It sounds wonderful. Hey, we're going to get some history from Mandy. We want to let everybody know that history is brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Call them today at 785-877-5181, or you can just stop out and visit Kansas Land Tire. They're our local Goodyear dealer, and they're located just east of Norton on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
On this day, February 15th, 1758, mustard was advertised for the first time in America. 1764, the city of St. Louis was established. 1842, adhesive postage stamps were used for the first time by the City Dispatch Post Office in New York City. In 1879, U.S. President Hayes signed a bill that allowed female attorneys to argue cases before the U.S. Supreme Court. In 1903, Morris and Rose Mictum, Russian immigrants, introduced the first teddy bear in America. I got a teddy bear yesterday. In 1932, George Burns and Gracie Allen debuted as regulars on the Guy Lombardo Show on CBS Radio. In 1933, U.S. President-elect Franklin Roosevelt escaped an assassination attempt in Miami. Chicago Mayor Anton J. Cermak was killed in the attack. In 1943, My True Story was heard for the first time on ABC Radio. 1982, during a storm, the Ocean Ranger, a drilling rig, sank off the coast of Newfoundland. 84 men were killed. In 1985, the Center for Disease Control reported that more than half of all 9-year-olds in the U.S. showed no sign of tooth decay. In 1995, the FBI arrested Kevin Mitnick and charged him with cracking security in some of the nation's most protected computers. He served 5 years in jail. In 2002, U.S. President George W. Bush approved Nevada's Yucca Mountain as a site for long-term disposal of radioactive nuclear waste. And finally, on this day, February 15th, 2017, the Indian space rocket PSLV-C37 successfully launched 104 satellites in a single flight.
Today is February 15th. It's National Wisconsin Day, Singles Awareness Day, and National Gumdrop Day. In music, in 1958, the Dick Clark Show debuted on ABC TV. Connie Francis, Pat Boone, and Jerry Lee Lewis were the first performers to appear on the show. In 1965, the Beatles released the single 8 Days a Week. In 1967, the band Chicago was formed. In 1969, a Florida woman was arrested for impersonating Aretha Franklin during a concert at a club. In 1975, Rush released the album Fly By Night. And in 1999, Rolling Stones Day was declared in Minnesota. In sports, in 1946, Edith Houghton, at age 33, was signed as a baseball scout by the Philadelphia Phillies, becoming the first female scout in the major leagues. In 1953, the first American to win the Women's World Figure Skating Championship was 17-year-old Tinley Albright. In 1962, CBS TV bought the exclusive rights to college football games from the National Collegiate Athletic Association, or NCAA, for a figure of $10,200,000. And in 1998, Dale Earnhardt won NASCAR's Daytona 500 for the first time, and the win occurred on his 20th attempt. Happy birthday today to Susan B. Anthony, born in 1820, the women's rights activist on the $1 coin. Chris Farley was born in 1964, star of TV Saturday Night Live and many funny movies. Matt Groening was born in the state in 1954. He is the creator of The Simpsons. And Jane Seymour was born on this date in 1951. She was TV's Dr. Quinn medicine woman. And a few people that died on this date: Nat King Cole died in 1965, the singer of Unforgettable and Mona Lisa. McLean Stevenson died in 1996. He played Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake on TV's MASH. And Raquel Welch died just last year, in 2023. She was the sex symbol in the 1966 caveman film 1 Million Years B.C.,
Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, we have Diana Enfield, Christy Rutherford, and Craig Renner.
All right, how many do we have called in?
Four.
Nice. I don't think we've used our new number four yet. But now we will.
Now we will. And number one is Aubrey Crawford.
Aubrey, 7 years old, and guess what, Aubrey? You just won a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union.
Recapping our phone calls, we have good luck going out to the Blue Jays from your biggest fan, who will actually be at your games tonight. We have somebody that's looking for a lift chair, 785-202-2629. Happy birthday. Wishes going out to Christy Rutherford, Diana Enfield, Aubrey Crawford, who is 7, and Maggie James.
We want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank Bailey Heating and Cooling, Wiser Realty, Click Your Heels Travel, and TNC Kitchen. Thank you all so much for your sponsorship. It's all because of you that we get to be here. Quick reminder, we are going to be having the Blue Jays on the radio tonight. Starting at 6 o'clock, the girls' basketball will start. They're playing here at home against TMP. The boys will start right around 7:30. That's being brought to us by Jeff Porter and Braxton Eisernhagen. If you can go and root them on in person, do that, because it is senior night. But if you can't, you can catch all that action here on KQNK, AM and FM, and on Facebook Live. And I do have one final thing to say. So yesterday, everybody's heard about the shooting that happened at the Chiefs parade. The person that was killed was a Kansas City radio DJ named Lisa Lopez Galvin. And being that she is part of our extended radio family, we want to wish our deepest condolences to her family. She had one of her kids there, I think, that was also injured but is going to survive. But she did lose her life. And so for our extended radio family, we want our deepest condolences to the family, and we pray for them.
And we pray for everyone that was injured in the shooting yesterday, and for the families that were affected.
So, all right. Well, hey, you know, that bad note, but she is, I mean, like I said, it's part of our extended family, so I wanted to acknowledge her. All right. Well, I hope everybody has a great day today. And in the meantime, please don't forget about us tomorrow. Same time, same place for Party Line.